KQED.
We begin today with the big story of the week, oral arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court on Proposition 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. Regardless of the specifics of the two cases, this was a big political moment for the nation, an opportunity for all of us to reflect on one of the major debates of our time.
One woman, one man, one woman, one man.
Gay, straight, black, white, marriage is a civil right. Gay, straight, black, white.
The California Report's Scott Schaefer was there, inside the courtroom and outside, talking to the crowds. And now he's here in the studio to share with us. Thank you for being here.
Good to be here. Hi, Rachel.
You know, Scott, there's powerful symbolism in watching the top judges of the land take up marriage and civil rights. But they were conducting legal cases, legal procedures. And this wasn't like watching Perry Mason or Atticus Finch expound before a transfixed courtroom.
It really wasn't. And, you know, we are used to watching shows like L.A. Law. I'm dating myself now. But, you know, where the lawyers are the stars. And what you come to realize in watching these oral arguments is that the stars are really the justices. And for those who were there hoping to see some grand speeches by the attorneys on one side or the other making their point, There was a kind of a, you know, a disappointment. It's a little disconcerting. And in fact, afterwards, after that first day, I was outside in front of the courtroom, and Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who kind of got the ball rolling years ago when he started issuing marriage licenses in San Francisco, you know, I asked him, you know, what did you think? And here's what he had to say.
I think more than anything else, it was the inability to articulate an argument. There really wasn't an opportunity to make a case. There was barely a mention, with the exception of Scalia twice in passing and sort of flippantly, a discussion about all 50 states. And to be honest with you, I was disappointed in the Solicitor General's whole argument. It was as if they weren't there. They were there tomorrow.
And I think Gavin Newsom, in some ways, Rachel, spoke for a lot of people who just felt a little disappointed, you know, and that we think was true on both sides. They wanted their case made, the case that they believe in their heart. They wanted to hear that case made in court, and there really wasn't a chance to do that in some ways.
You know, Scott, another thing I was really struck by this week was how dramatically the conversation about gay rights has shifted in recent years. You really heard that this week, especially in the way the rhetoric has changed.
Well, especially around DOMA, because, you know, that law goes back to 1996. And there was a real anti-gay fervor in the country at that time around gay marriage. President Clinton signed the law, and he has since repudiated that. But you heard the attorney for representing the House Republicans, who are now defending DOMA, Paul Clement, trying to say, well, you know, the motivation for DOMA was really about uniformity. We wanted to treat all same-sex couples the same, no matter which states they lived in. And Elena Kagan, Justice Kagan, brought a little bit of reality into that. And let's listen to that exchange.
Well, is what happened in 1996, and I'm going to quote from the House report here, is that Congress decided to reflect and honor a collective moral judgment and to express moral disapproval of homosexuality. Is that what happened in 1996?
Does the House report say that? Of course the House report says that. And if that's enough to invalidate the statute, then you should invalidate the statute. But that's never been your approach.
And Paul Clement, they're a little exasperated because he had tried to shift it away from the moral disapproval argument. And there, Kagan kind of dragged him back to the middle. But you did hear the opponents of same-sex marriage trying to soften their argument a little bit, make it sound a little bit more reasonable to fit with, as you say, these shifting standards and polls and cultural and political changes that are going on.
You were outside of the courtroom as much as you were inside it in Washington, D.C., and witness to a lot of emotional moments in that crowd. I'm wondering if you can describe one or two.
There was one which I did not expect. I was actually live on the radio with KQED doing a little debriefing, The widow, the 83-year-old widow, Edith Windsor, who was the plaintiff in the DOMA case, was making her way down the steps of the Supreme Court. And she's a little woman. She can't be taller than 5 feet. And she was surrounded by TV cameras and microphones and adoring people just sort of thanking her for taking on this issue. And it was like a victory lap.
Given how much the politics have changed, what does that mean for the legal arguments in both the Prop 8 and the DOMA cases?
Well, on behalf of same-sex marriage, there's the point, well, that this whole moral disapproval isn't good enough as a reason to ban same-sex marriage and that this is really based on discrimination and the courts need to step in, you know, and say that. But on the other hand, and you had Chief Justice Roberts and others saying, look, people are falling all over themselves to support your side, to say now they support same-sex marriage. Several states have voted to enact same-sex marriage. So why should the courts step in now when this conversation is happening and seems to be getting resolved by people? Why should we, the judges, these unelected judges, step in and make a decision and decree what the states should do? Maybe it's time for us just to kind of step back so that political progress that is happening and the shift that's happening, you know, could play out either way. Both sides could use it as an argument on their behalf.
Well, we're so glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
That's the California Report's Scott Schaefer. He'll be back in the host chair next week.